Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Elon Musk Pod. Make sure to follow the podcast on any podcast player that you're using right now. I do appreciate it. My name is Will Walden. I am the broadcaster here at the Elon Musk Pod. You can check out my space podcast on YouTube, youtube.com/spacenewspod, or on any podcast platform to search for Space News Pod. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I appreciate your time. Now let's dig into some Elon Musk.
Like I said, I think we're going to have to figure out this Neuralink situation. Otherwise, we will be left behind. It's very important we do this quickly. I think time, we don't have much time. You think of like technology and technology awareness. If there was like a topological map of technology awareness, it's mostly flat with a few short buildings and then some very tall spires, very tall spires. And unless you're on that very tall spire, it's not obvious what the topology is. I would say try to learn as much as possible that allows you to predict the future or make the future. So the saying is the best way to predict the future is to make it. Then assess whether what you are learning is enabling you to predict the future with less error. Are you less wrong? We're all always wrong to some degree, but can you reduce the error on your future predictions? I think that's the way to look at education, but it's both create the future and predict the future. So that includes art and all those other things. But close the loop on being less wrong about future. I would say that's the right way to think about education. I mean, down the road with a Neuralink, you can just upload any subject instantly. So it'll be like the Matrix. You want to fly a helicopter, no problem. Well, helicopters will fly themselves, but you know, if you wanted to do whatever, any given skill, you just upload it instantly. The way education works right now, it's extremely low bandwidth. It's extremely slow. Lectures are the worst, really. It's like very slow. Try to predict the future with less error. This is very hard, as you were saying. I'm not sure it's 99.9%, but it's not very good, generally, our prediction of the future. But I think often people don't try. The first thing is try. If you don't try, okay, you know, you got to try, and then adjust based on the error of your prior predictions. The first thing we should assume is that we are very dumb, and we can definitely make things smarter than ourselves. I mean, they didn't used to be humans, right? So our early civilization was very primitive. We didn't have any technology, really. We're just like running around, you know, trying to not get eaten or just trying to survive a winter. Now we have like heating and we grow food. This is all new stuff. So, you know, things have obviously gotten way more smarter than the past, way smarter. So that's going to continue. We are not the last step in evolution. So the most important thing, like I said, the most important mistake I see smart people making is assuming that they're smart. Well, computers actually are already much smarter than people on so many dimensions. We just keep moving the goalposts. So we used to think, like, for example, being good at chess was an example of a smart human. And then Kasparov was crushed by Deep Blue in 97. That was a long time ago, 22 years. I mean, right now your cell phone could crush the world champion at chess, literally. Go used to be thought of as something that humans were better at than computers. Then Lisa Dahl was beaten 4-1 by AlphaZero. Then a new version of AlphaZero AlphaGo. AlphaGo beat Lee Sedol 4-1. Then there's AlphaZero. AlphaZero crushed AlphaGo 100-0. Now it's just pointless because it just keeps playing itself. Trying to play a computer Go is like trying to fight Zeus. It's not going to work. Hopelessly inadequate. In terms of rendering, basically there's just a smaller and smaller corner of intellectual pursuits that humans are better than computers. And that every year it gets smaller and smaller. And soon we will be far, far surpassed in every single way, guaranteed. Okay, well, let me tell you, like, my view on AI is essentially you can view the advancement of AI as solving things with increasing degrees of freedom. So the thing with the most degrees of freedom is reality. AI has steadily advanced, solving things that have more and more degrees of freedom. So obviously something like checkers was very easy to solve. That we could solve with classical software, classical computing, not really all that challenging. And in fact, there is a complete solution for checkers, meaning it is literally impossible. Every version of checkers is known. Then there's chess, which also it had many, many more degrees of freedom than checkers, many orders of magnitude more than checkers, but still a really, I would say, a low order of magnitude, low degree of freedom game. Then there's Go, which had many orders of magnitude more degrees of freedom than...
Holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.